Right, let's go. Latest news, the land down under, no doubt about it. Always full of some drama and two shits of excitement.
Britannia, and hello to the rest of the world. Welcome to 2CTV and the first live update of the day. Let's talk about what's been going on over the last few hours in Australia. There are currently riots and protests in Sydney in reaction to the attack that happened in a church, an Orthodox church, unfortunately. We're going to give you guys the latest details, and we do have some videos as well from the protest. There is a weird reaction coming from the so-called left-wing liberal side, because they're not too happy about Christians standing up for themselves and their values. All right, so we will get your reaction, of course, as usual, during this live show. First things first, let's talk about this Bishop Emmanuel, who has been extremely popular in Australia. And actually around the world at this point, because he does have a massive following on social media, on Facebook and on YouTube. He has over 100,000 to 120,000 followers, I believe, on YouTube, and about 200,000-300,000 followers on Facebook and other accounts and platforms as well. He got really famous during the lockdown by obviously spreading his message. We got to a point where, of course, Australia is also witnessing some disorder in general across society, especially when it comes to Sydney, the attack that we had the other day, and obviously the authorities claim it was mental illness, but now we have this situation, okay? So, this is the attacker, and we now have the confirmation from the media in Australia that he was, while he was doing that, he was talking about Alan Snackbar, and obviously jihadi slogans. He was speaking Arabic when he did the attack, and in this photo you can see him smirking, smiling, being kind of proud of himself. The details that we have so far, according to the Sky News Australia, four people in total were targeted, including the bishop, one man in his 60s and another in his 20s were fortunately treated at the scene. Another man in his 50s and a man in his 30s, unfortunately, are in serious condition, and they have been sent to the hospital. Of course, the bishop is included as well. Now, the sad reality is that the liberal leftists have come out to criticize the fact that, as we speak, over the last few hours, we've had Australians and Christians protesting very angrily, and he's kind of caused riots. Especially outside the church, demanding the authorities to bring him out, this man, the attacker. The liberal side are criticizing, saying that's not nice. Now, if instead of an Orthodox bishop, if it were an imam that was targeted in a mosque anywhere in the world, I can assure you, the whole of the Islamic tribe would turn the world to dust. Would the same liberals speak out then as well? Would they do it? Let me know in the live chat what you think. First things first, let's go to the videos we have so far from Australia, people, nationalists, patriots and Christians rising up against this man and the authorities' failure to stop him.
Thank you.
chanting. They wanted justice for the bishop and the others who were also targeted and injured. Would they say the same thing? Now let's go to the next video that we have from Australia.
What the fuck?
Now, if the media are refusing to be honest with you, we will be honest with you. One of the main reasons that this happened was because straight before the attack happened, Bishop Emmanuel was criticizing Muhammad. In a very polite way, in a very Christian way, he was talking about, because he has done his studies, he's learned Quran and Arabic to learn about the other faith, right? And he was talking about how even in Quran, talks about Jesus, talks about, of course, being the messenger from God and the blood of Christ and all that. And then he was pointing out the contradictions in that book, in the holy book of Quran, Islam, right? So in a very, again, normal way, in a very soft way, he was criticizing the book, the text, and what Muhammad was saying, right? And then this happened. The media haven't really clarified this. Apart from some people, some presenters on Sky News Australia that I've been watching, yes, they've done it. This man is harmless. He's got a following. He's popular. He doesn't spread hate or incite in violence. He simply spreads love. That's his message. Now, there will be seculars and atheists who will also respect this sort of stuff. And these are the people in the West. They might not be believers of the Christian establishment, fair enough. But they will still stand up and defend this person's right and freedom. We recently had Richard Dawkins, who's been for years and years speaking out about his opposition to established religions, right? But he came out and defended Christianity in a way to express his opinion, to say it's not balanced, the difference between, for example, Christianity and Islamic ideology. He was saying that I would rather live in a Christian society. Dawkins said that, and we showed you that video anyway. If an atheist could say that, other Christians, especially liberal Christians, I think it's time for them to speak out as well. Let's go to the next video from Australia. To be an investigation, apparently. Interesting, right? There's going to be inquiries, and we might hear that maybe this man, the attacker, this guy smirking, maybe he also had mental illness, right? Maybe he also had mental illness. That's usually the excuse. I mean, obviously, if you believe in some sort of Puritan ideology, you clearly do have mental illness, but that's not an excuse for you to harm people across the world. And again, those who claim to be moderate Muslims and, you know, pro-peace Muslims and all, they're basically cultural Muslims, they also need to come out and speak out. They have to. Otherwise, everyone's going to put them all in the same category as the rest of them. Now, there have been some people who speak out from the Islamic side, mostly in the West, some. We need more of them. That is the reality. It cannot just be us criticizing it. It can't just be Christians or Jews. If you claim to be a good Muslim, if you claim to be a moderate Muslim, or whatever you want to call it, right? Just cultural Muslim. Do something about it. Stand up and promote peace and love instead of death and destruction. Let's go to the next video. Angry, not only they were chanting bring him out, they were also chanting eye for an eye. This is what we've been warning for a long time now across the West, when we've been saying that the authorities are telling us that they fear the rise of far right more than Islamism and the far left. You've been hearing that a lot in America, in Britain, in Australia, Canada, all the places. They are more afraid of the rise of far right, organized far right, by the way, which might exist in some European countries. There are smaller groups that are doing it. But for example, in Britain, we don't really have any organized groups, far right, right? There might be individuals who are ultra-nationalists. Some might be more authoritarian and violent, fine. But the more you ignore the will of the people and the majority, the silent majority, will no longer be silent, and you will cause mob rule from the nationalist side as well, from the Christians. You are going to have some people who get angry and would chant eye for an eye, because they're not getting justice from our authorities and our establishment. We are supposed to be having a rule-based society. This is the new world in the West, in the civilized, progressive West. Rule-based society over dictatorship, right? That's the whole point of the system. But when the rules are not being treated equally, you see the problem. Let's go to the next video. You can see what's about to happen now, right? Over the next few hours, the next couple of days, you are going to have politicians in Australia. You're going to have media in Australia, some, and in the West in general, that these people protesting, being angry, they are the problem. They're going to say they are the issue, not the person who actually did the attack. You see the problem, right? Promoting peace and love and prosperity is a sin, apparently. Promoting death and destruction, oh, that's nice. That's the new consensus. That's the new status quo. It's time to wake up. We'll get your reaction in the live chat. I can see a couple of super chats as well, and the rest of you as well. Let's go to the next video.
Get back!
Those who claim to be in favor of peace and love, I don't know where they are now. Of course, these people protesting are going to be called far right, football hooligans, right? You created this establishment. The people you're seeing right now protesting in Sydney were not marching before last week, last month, yesterday. But the media are going to paint a picture that basically we already have some sort of 1930s style march, like in Italy, going on. They were just at home. They were going to church. They were living their lives quietly and peacefully. And the only reason they're frustrated and angry, and I'm still not condoning any sort of violence or rioting, still wrong, because we're supposed to have rule-based society, but I can understand why they're doing this, is because they don't believe that the authorities are on their side or keeping them safe. The job of our governments and politicians are supposed to be keeping us safe. That's the first rule of government. That's literally what they're supposed to be doing. But it's not. We'll get your reaction in a second. This is the last video collection that we have from the protests in Australia.
Guys in hard gear right at the front line. Never seen hard gear before. Oh, there's a group here. This group looks to have just arrived, and they're isolated from the hard gear just here. That way, I keep the line. How's your Monday night? At least 400 cops, I saw.
Yeah. Cops are now outnumbering the rioters.
The reality is, it's not just about this attack. There's a war against Christianity. But our political leaders are still very much silent about it. Across the world, we've been talking about what's been going on to Christians in Nigeria. The political leaders, quiet about it. In Iran, Christians are being targeted. Or atheists, or Zoroastrians, Syrians, everybody. Across the world. This could have been prevented. This violence you are seeing on the street right now, in Australia. Let's go to some super chats first, and then I'll get the rest of your reaction. Jackie from Australia says, all of us in Sydney are very emotional and angry about this. Many people are still on the streets. It has literally gone past midnight now in Australia, in Sydney, I believe. Yeah, and that's still going on. Now, I believe from, I want want to say Israeli thing, yeah. The Christians are shouting, bring him back, sounds the same to me as the Israelis regarding the abductees. Yeah. They're saying, bring him out. Unfiltered roasting, thank you so much for your £10 super chat. And also Lord X says, what God asks his prophet to find a six-year-old to marry him. Yeah, what sort of God? Immigrated from Iran to escape these nutters. But they're following us. True Voice says, apparently Islamists and Islamism is now a mental illness. Yeah. Julia says, I was watching the bishop this morning on YouTube. I can't hear anything. So, yeah, obviously it was extremely popular, especially since lockdown. Got hundreds of thousands now following across different social media platforms. McFlurry says, love to Australian Christians. Yep. Manusha says, and oh yeah, this is in response to what I asked you guys. I said, imagine if there was an imam attacked in a mosque somewhere. Obviously, the Islamic world would be turning the world into dust. Would the liberals speak out? Manusha says, no, the liberal brigade would do nothing if Islamists were rioting. Now, let me guess, he has mental health issues. It's probably what they're going to say tomorrow, right? Richard says, no, the liberal media would not speak out. They are so two-faced. I agree. Issa says, those liberals better get their S together. If the Islamists get to rule, they will be the first one out. Exactly, they will come for the liberals first. Robert says, that bishop is awesome. I'm a recent fan of his sermons. We also have this troll back, by the way, in the live chat, saying, Tusi, you lie. So clearly, I fabricated the attack on the bishop, and then I created all the videos of the protests that you've been seeing on AI, some sort of system. And I've been just giving you guys fake news, according to this idiot. Idiots do idiotic things. Oh yeah, look at it. It's saying you lie, right? And then next comment is, 35,000 Gazans dead, idiot. I have a fun fact for you, Mr. Troll. The health ministry in Gaza had to be forced recently to admit that they lied about the numbers. We'd already issued you the document that they had sent to the United Nations. They lied about the numbers, but they said we made a mistake. They didn't know. The numbers you are spouting? Not true. Stop talking nonsense. John Terry says, he is a great, lovely man, praying for him. Obviously, the bishop. Frostbite Arctic says, my people in my country are saying that this is fake news and Christian propaganda. My country is majority Islamist. When things are happening literally in front of your eyes, there are still people who would say it's fake news. It's a fascinating issue. This is the whole problem with an aspect of humanity. Because sometimes humans want to be lied to. They're not just lying to you, they want to lie to themselves. Denial is a very powerful thing for humans. Annette says, this is going to be replicated here, Maya, very soon. But it won't be us who started, lad. It will be us who will stop it. Well, we're going to get the criticism. Far-right football hooligans, right? Nothing but the truth says, Maya Tusi, I honestly think people should donate to have you your security also. Because I fear you will be a target, also, my brother. But I'm already a target. That's why I had to get some private protection for a while. Can't afford it, unfortunately. So we had to get temporary and a staff vest every now and then when I go in central London. The fatwa against me is ongoing and my family. So it is what it is. But we will continue the fight. Super chat from Phil Hunt saying, Maya need a safer motorcycle parking near Whitehall on St. George's Day. Anybody help, please? Don't think there is. I'm there. There's a car park somewhere near Trafalgar Square. There will be. There's many, but I'm not really sure if they're going to be open. Probably. In India.
No, well, that's it. I just wanted to mainly cover what was going on in Australia here. So I pretty much covered that, so that was good. Just wanted to get that out there. Go back in here. Yeah, just keep it nice and tight. I'll catch us all on the next crazy episode of Strange Days. Take care, all. Me. I'll see you.
I like that.